All right, so go to section four. We'll go ahead and start with case 2454 regarding numerical DVM monthly appearances required by consent agreement. Board may review, discuss, and take action on information provided. So Dr. Miracle and counsel?
Yes, I am here as support, but as Dr. Miracle demonstrated, she's quite capable of talking to you and talking about her updates, so I'll defer to her.
Great. Hello, Dr. Miracle.
Hello.
All right. So go ahead and give us an update on how things are going. And
they're going pretty straightforward. Work has slowed down a little bit, but I think that's just kind of a seasonal thing. It's fun because we have a new grad, so we have four doctors in the practice. So adjusting so that we're not all stepping on top of each other has been a kind of interesting little bit of organized chaos there, but we seem to have hit a stride. And everybody's really understanding staff-wise as far as needing to cut back and make sure labor doesn't go too crazy because we're a little slow, but I continue to get cases that I learned about in school but had not actually seen in practice. I got to treat a dog with Stelfonta for the first time and to treat a mast cell tumor that I'd never used before, so that's been a learning experience that I really enjoyed. Yeah, I mean, it's going great.
Awesome. Fantastic. And so we're getting, now as far as getting your test results, that's been a bit of a challenge. You're forwarding that on to...
It has been frustrating, and I emailed the case manager multiple times about automatically getting it set up so that they directly email Ms. Whitmore, and there's nothing but silence kind of on the other end of the line from them. So I am currently looking at other programs. There's a lot out there that work for the testing required for people with the Department of Transportation. So I just have to call them and kind of figure out if I actually have to be a truck driver to be able to be part of those programs or not, and see if I can't find a program that's a bit more responsive to what the board would like. I don't like having to bug monthly to be able to forward to Ms. Whitmore and you guys, and it's frustrating.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I guess, I mean, it's great that it sounds like it's going well in practice. And yeah, there's always kinds of seasonal lulls, right? School's getting back in session or back in session, so that's not unusual. Any board members have any questions for Dr. Miracle? No? No? Any suggestions in your experience, Victoria, as far as to get the results or anything?
I'm surprised that the people that she's working with are not sending them, actually.
Okay.
Normally they're looking at it.
Yeah.
Maybe a strongly written letter from an attorney would help.
I will talk to my client and see if there's something to process.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't know if somebody's like, oh, we might get sued if we send them results somewhere else. I don't know. But
none of us like seeing the lawyer letterhead, so we're like, okay, cool.
If it helps, I'm not going to say anything.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming today, and glad that things are going well, and we'll see you again soon.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, and then we're going to go ahead. We do have Dr. Hunsberger here, so we're going to take case 2380 regarding Don Hunsberger, VMD, monthly appearances required by interim consent agreement. We may review, discuss, and take action on information provided, including review of compliance with interim consent agreement. We do have Dr. Nosley recused. Dr. Thompson, you're the lead.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well.
Okay. In reviewing some of the information that we received with your file, it looks like we had an issue with a positive breathalyzer test.
Yes.
Can you expand on that?
I don't know why, but when I went online to look, because I wasn't sure, and I will preface that with the blood test that day was negative. So I wasn't feeling well. A little 24-48 hour bug had been going through work, and I did find online through a lawyer's website that vomiting, regurgitation, acid reflux, fever, and flu can also all cause a very mild increase in your breathalyzer. And it was at 0.018. And the interlock in the car is at 0.03. And the legal intoxication limit is at 0.08. So I was not drinking, so my best guess, proven by the blood test, was it was related to being sick.
And I obviously, that's outside my...
Did you take any cold medication or anything that day, or?
I did not, because I didn't get sick until after I left home. But that's what happened with the other four people at work.
Okay.
And all four of them, it was less than 2 days, and they were back to being okay, and I was back to being okay since then.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yes,
that's good. And you've been going for your regular meetings?
Yes.
And how are those going for you?
Good.
I also noticed that you had a notice from AverHealth that you didn't show.
Yes.
And could be, I believe I know the reason why, but can you?
So I'm continuing to use AverHealth for the random, but my addictionologist said I need to get blood tested, because the urine tests are not accurate for people like me. So I use their randomness to go get the blood test, but they send the reports that I didn't show up for the urine test.
Okay. Yeah, that is what I thought. I just wanted to make sure. I did not want to assume that that was what happened. Now, I know that we've discussed in previous appearances, you know, the concern that what's going to happen should we get to a point where AverHealth is no longer randomly generating for you.
Mm-hmm.
And have you gotten any further on finding a solution?
I have not found anything online that's consistently random, but I have spoken with my sponsor, and I don't know if it's okay with you if it comes to that point that I can just text her in the morning and say, do I go today or not? Because she's not going to know anything about my life. Up until that point, the only things I found online are date generators, but that doesn't mean they're going to generate that date twice that month.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have a solution, because I haven't been able to find one. I did actually appreciate the previous person talking about the Department of Transportation, so maybe I can look into something for them.
Yeah. I mean, I can't recommend a solution, but I think I'm thinking that having your sponsor probably is not the solution. So, but it would probably have to come more from a medical professional or something along those lines.
I mean, I didn't want to bother Victoria with it.
So
that was my other thought, was I could just email her in the morning and say yes, no, but I really didn't want to bother her.
Okay. I'm glad that you were able to go for that blood test that day, that with the breathalyzer result, and glad that you're...
Regardless of whether they called me or not, I would have gone that day.
Yeah. And also for your staff for following through and contacting us the day that there was a positive. So everybody is doing... It appears as though everybody is doing their part. So I don't have any further questions. You know, continue on just staying strong and... staying on the path, and when you get little curveballs like this, finding solutions and making sure that you're following up and you know, giving us that information.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
The only question I have is there any way we can do these by phone? Or Google, or...
The board has always had people come in person, unless they've been in it several years.
No, we just did it last month. That's why I was asking.
Doesn't hurt to ask.
It's just a day and gas and mileage and driving and people on the road.
Understood.
I hate Phoenix, sorry.
This time of year, I'm not sure too many people are doing it.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
All right, so now we have section four, number one, case 1971. We just need to get Dr. Roy on the phone.
So since she's already on the phone, so we have to hit more in conference. Hi, it's actually Tracy. I'm going to go ahead and conference you in. Just one second.
Perfect. Thank you.
Conference again. And now they're both going to be on the phone.
Okay. The board is ready to address the agenda item. And I'll turn you over to our board chair, Ms. Frost.
Good morning. So we're here to hear 1971 regarding Celeste Roy DVM. Quarterly appearance is required by consent agreement. Board may review, discuss, and take action on information presented. And Ms. Solomon, who is also appearing telephonically, is the lead.
Thank you.
Hello, Mrs.
Thank
Sullivan.
You.
How are you?
I'm boy, you sound terrific. Yes, that's wonderful. I wanted to ask you before we get into being regaled about your trip to Santa Rosa, are you having a test in the near future?
I had one. The truth is I had two on Monday.
Oh.
Okay. I came home early and so I had one at BAC, the methadone clinic, and I had the second one at the place that gives me the one priority one. So I had two tests.
Super. Thank you. You always go above and beyond in compliance.
I'm trying. It's really important to me to do well.
And you make that very clear to us, and we wish you could instruct classes for others. But that's my personal opinion, sorry.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. No, your attitude and your efforts toward compliance continue to be excellent, very commendable. So how was the trip to Santa Rosa?
Well, the weather was excellent. The time, in the cool was excellent, but my mom is really sick. She has something where she's not walking very well. And so we did an MRI and she has compression on a nerve and she probably will have to have surgery, but she has a lot of breathing problems. So we're not quite sure what to do. So we went to doctor's appointment after doctor's appointment. So that is a little bit what's taking over right now. I'm going to go back and forth on the weekends if I have your guys' permission that it doesn't affect any of my drug testing.
Yes. Yeah, that's fine with me and very understandable. Very sorry to hear your mom's going through this. Is she at Memorial, Santa Rosa Memorial Hospital?
Kaiser.
Kaiser, okay.
Yeah.
I happen to be familiar with the area since I lived there for 18 years.
Of course. I know, of course. It's a wonderful place to be, and I think, to be quite honest, I might end up having to move there because, my parents are in their upper 80s, and I didn't realize how fragile they were. Last summer, they weren't fragile, and this summer, it just takes one fall, and you know how it goes.
Absolutely. So appreciate and understand and empathize with what you're dealing with. Because I moved to Arizona from Sonoma County to care for my elderly parents. So
you understand what that's like.
Absolutely. So again, extremely commendable and continue to, how's your knee doing?
It's doing a little bit better. I found out I actually have a parasitic infection in it. So that's, it's good because it gives me something to treat. And I'm just taking natural herbs. It's wonderful that I can just take herbs and hopefully this will go away.
Great. Yes. And no herbs that are going to come up positive on any kind of test.
Oh, gosh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, gosh, no. No, like, no. Okay. Oh, gosh, okay. No.
Okay, great.
Absolutely not. I'm very, very, no, no, no.
Okay. Dr. Roy, again, you sound like you're doing excellently and appreciate, again, all your efforts toward compliance. Very commendable. Thank you.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for everything, and I just appreciate the fact that you don't mind that I go back on the weekends. I really appreciate that, and I will make sure that I do all my testing as usual.
That's great. Do any of the board members have any questions?
I have a question for board staff at this point, because I don't have the consent agreement on the actual cloud right now. This has got to be coming towards the end, right? I mean, I love hearing Dr. Roy's
yes.
bubbly voice and enjoying it, but when
yeah.
this has got to be almost done.
Yes, it's going to be the end. I believe it's the beginning of July.
Yeah. Yeah.
Next year. Okay. Oh, so one more year.
Yay. Next year.
Wow. Not yay for
next
you.
Next year. We're getting close.
Yeah.
I knew we had about a year. Yeah.
Yep. One more year. It was 5 years. You know what it was? Is it took 2 years because the accident happened in 2018, and it took 2 years to get the consent agreement together. And so it's actually 7 years. But I'm happy because that means by that time I'll have been clean and sober for 7 years instead of just five. Because right now it's been six, so it's perfect.
Yeah. Lucky number seven. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much. And we will speak to you next quarterly appearance.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll see you in 3 months.
All right, thank you.
Very much.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
So let's see, now we need to call Sarah McMichael.
Do you want him just to do it this time?
No.
Oh, oh come on.
Sarah, it's Tracy at the Veterinary Board.
Hello.
Hi, I'm going to conference you in, okay?
Okay.
Oh, did we lose Jane? Okay, I have to call Jane, but so I'll conference you in just a minute.
Okay. I was disconnected.
All right, I'm going to conference you in.
Thanks.
Okay, hopefully we can hear everyone. Sarah, I'm going to turn you over to our chair, Ms. Frost.
Okay.
So this is a case 2378 regarding Sarah McMichael, CBT. Quarterly appearance is required by consent agreement. Board may review, discuss, and take action on information presented. So, Sarah, you had provided some updated information to us regarding your plea agreement?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And then also, we did get an update from your probation officer.
Yes.
And then I think you said there's another one coming, I'm guessing, sometime this month, I thought it referenced, unless I'm...
I'm so sorry, I didn't quite hear that.
Did you say you had another update coming from your probation officer this month? Oh, I might have to check my...
Actually, she did speak with me just the other day, and she let me know that she's actually been basically transferred to IPS, and she said that I am going to be assigned a new probation officer, which I'm going to be meeting on September 4th.
Okay. All right. Well, that's exciting for you. Sure, that's fun. So how have things been going otherwise? Again, I appreciate your update. If you have anything to add?
Yeah, the only thing that I would like to add is just that I've had a little bit of a struggle with I lost my health insurance recently, and so now I am trying to get into a new behavioral health program where my medication will be more readily affordable, because unfortunately I was not able to afford my medication for this month, and so I am working towards figuring all of that out. And then getting back enrolled into a new therapy program as well, because my previous therapist stopped accepting he doesn't accept my new insurance plan.
Okay. And you said you weren't able to get your medications. Are you doing okay? I don't know I'm not really familiar with emergency intervention in that situation. Sometimes
right, yeah. No emergency intervention is needed at this time. Like, I do feel stable as far as my emotions go. I just want to make sure that I'm able to not be without my meds for too long, especially the bipolar medication. But yeah, I will keep you guys updated. I'll definitely email Victoria Whitmore as soon as I have more information, especially with my new probation officer that I'll be assigned.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then you did mention maybe some volunteering. Would that be as a CBT, or how would that volunteering look?
The volunteering is going to be whatever they provide me with. Like, if they allow me to work as a CBT and administer medications and things of that nature, then I will definitely mention to them the probation that I'm serving with the VetMed board, and then make sure that they have a corresponding doctor to report back to you guys.
Okay. All right. Great. That'd be great. Well, I hope all of that works out. And does anybody else have any questions?
Yes, this is Solomon. This is a question of Victoria. For this consent agreement, wouldn't she need to provide them with a copy of the consent agreement or not?
My probation officer is going to be providing the new probation officer with the consent agreement, and then I will make a copy for my volunteer corporation as well.
Super. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, well, thank you very much, and I hope all that gets sorted out for your new insurance there, and we'll talk to you next quarter.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, so we're a little ahead for informal, so we'll go back to our IIRs. All right, so... section 2, number 1, case 24106, regarding Jorge Pinheiro, DVM. Tracy, would you be able to read the summary?
Yes, and last night we did get an additional statement from the complainant. I put it on the cloud for your review. She was just kind of highlighting some of her concerns. So case 24106, the complainant is Lauren Bratcher, the respondent is Jorge Pinheiro, DBM. On December 23rd, 2023, Harley, a 12-year-old male domestic short-haired cat, was presented to respondent on emergency due to increased respiratory effort, lethargy, neurologic issues, third eyelids raised, and possible inappetence. The cat had a history of being FLV positive. Blood work and urine were tested, glucose levels were elevated in both diagnostics. Respondent diagnosed the cat with a urinary tract infection, dispensed an antibiotic, and discharged the cat. He recommended referral to a neurologist and internal medicine specialist. Respondent further recommended a follow-up visit with the primary care veterinarian in 7 to 10 days.
On January 16, 2024, the cat was presented to VCA Valley Animal Hospital and Emergency Center for evaluation. The cat was diagnosed with diabetes mellitus and was hospitalized for care and treatment. On January 24, 2024, the cat's condition declined. He went into cardiopulmonary arrest and was humanely euthanized. And the committee concluded that possible violations did occur, and it was moved and seconded. The board find errors 32-22-11, gross negligence, misdiagnosis of the cat, which caused unnecessary suffering and subsequent death based on the elevated blood glucose and glucose in the urine. Respondents should have recommended hospitalization for further diagnostics and treatment or offered referral to another premises for care within the next 24 hours. ARS 32-22-32-12, as it relates to R-11-5011, failure to provide professionally acceptable procedures for instructing the pet owner to research the cat's symptoms online, and 32-22-32-21, as it relates to R-311-502L5, for failure to document the cat's medical record the animal's tentative or definitive diagnosis with respect to the urinary tract infection, elevated glucose, and glucose in the urine. The motion was approved 4-0.
Okay, thank you. So we do not have the respondent. I don't see any attorney associated and no complainant. So Dr. Thompson, you're the one?
Yeah, so in reviewing this case, it's quite obvious that there was, those items were found in the blood work and in the urine analysis. The elevation, and sure, we can say that cats can get a stress hyperglycemia from coming into the clinic. Oftentimes, you don't necessarily see that spill over in the urine. I guess if they're really stressed, you could if it was a chronic thing. But again, there was no recommendation to further investigate these items in the blood work. And it was really difficult to ascertain from the notes. It didn't seem like that was communicated to the owner. There was also, you know, there were some other questions that could have come up, like, you know, get further information from the doctor, but the respondent didn't come for the investigative committee either. There was a response that was sent, and he acknowledged that it was a miss. And so, you know, here we have the doctor said, yes, I did miss that, and I will work on that going forward. So I'm actually going to make a motion to agree with the investigative committee's recommendations and find a violation in 24-106. You're going to want me to read all these, aren't you? Yes. So find in violation for case 24-106, ARS 32-22-32-11, gross negligence, misdiagnosis of the cat which caused unnecessary suffering and subsequent death based on the elevated glucose in the blood and the glucose in the urine. We should have responded. The respondent should have recommended hospitalization for further diagnostics. At the bare minimum, recommendation to go see their primary veterinarian sooner. ARS 32-22-32-12, as it relates to AAC R3-11-5011, failure to provide professionally acceptable procedures for instructing the pet owner to research the cat's symptoms online. ARS 32-22-32-21, as it relates to AAC R311-502L5, failure to document in the cat's medical record the animal's tentative or definitive diagnosis with respect to the urinary tract infection, elevated glucose, and glucose in the urine.
All right, so we have a motion?
That was a motion, yes, that was my
Thank
motion.
Thank you. Any second?
Okay.
Thank you. All right, so we have a motion and a second. Yes. All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? All right. Motion passes. Move to informal.
Oh, that's the other one.
Thank you.
Consent agreement.
Oh, shoot. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Apologize. So, consent agreement. So, now, next steps. Right? The portion of the.
Yes, we.
Yeah.
You're going to draft it.
Do we have to draft it now, or does that come with, is that the next one where you actually find?
You do it now, and you can make a motion to find the investigative committee's findings of fact. Of law. And then if you want to impose the terms of the consent agreement.
Okay. Yeah.
And then you can make it, if not signed, invite for an informal.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure, because oftentimes when we find those, then we do it in the next one.
And the informal.
After informal.
Yes. Do that extra step.
So I'd make a motion to offer consent agreement and, well, accept the IC's report as proposed findings of fact and written. As written.
Okay.
Second.
And then accept the proposed conclusions of law as written in the IC.
Okay.
And then in the consent agreement, I would say a 12-month probation.
Wait, we'll vote on that.
Okay, sorry.
For the findings of fact and conclusions of law.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll just say that there's no prior history.
Okay. So we have the motion and the second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? None. Motion passes.
And then I would propose a consent agreement with 12-month probation and CE of 4 hours of CE in diabetes. And there was also a request from the owner for reimbursement of funds from the visit. Does the time frame on this case fall within when that law was passed?
It's
okay. So I'd actually like to discuss with the board the thoughts on that. I'm leaning towards reimbursement of the fees from the visit that they had with the respondent, not necessarily the fees that were incurred in the subsequent visits to the emergency room.
Yeah, we don't have to curve you over that as well. Like, yeah, that's civil.
Yeah. So, okay. So then I would
just the visit
to the respondent.
To the respondent. Yeah.
At the respondent's clinic.
Okay. So that's your motion?
Yep.
Second.
All right. So a motion and second for the reimbursement request for services provided. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. Motion passes.
And is that what we have to say then if it's not signed within 30 days, then it goes to informal?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so that's a motion.
Second on that, yeah.
Yes, please, thank you. Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, motion passes. So consent agreement will be sent. All right, Victoria, should I move on to the next IR?
Yes.
Okay. Right. So section 2, number 8, case 24-140 regarding Timothy Chisson, DVM. Dr. Nosley is recused for this case. This one went straight to the board, so there's no complainant present. It's us. No respondent or counsel present. So Tracy, could you read the summary?
Sure. Case 24-140. The complainant is Nirvana Speedy Campbell. The complainant is Nirvana Speedy Campbell. The respondent is Timothy Chisson, DVM. Complainant, the former employee of PetSmart Veterinary Services, made several allegations with respect to respondent's conduct. Allegations included mishandling of a patient in respiratory distress, Bruce Gagnon, making staff perform radiographs without proper equipment, mishandling of telazol and other controlled substances, mismanagement of patient care. The respondent denies complainant's allegations. And this was brought directly to you for your review and consideration.
Okay, thank you. And then Dr. Wright, you are late.
Yes, thank you. So going through and reading this, it's kind of a lot of he said, she said. There is some evidence stuff. There's an x-ray that we got. There's text messages. There's some things about, like I said, the x-rays being taken. I don't know if that's necessarily going to fall on the doctor, if that's more of a facility premise license issue. There's some concern about the ear hematoma and the way that was handled without sedation, which if we're doing like a needle poke, it's one thing, but it sounds like it might have been a scalpel that was used. So, I mean, there's just a lot of questions that I have around this. And based on that, I would make a motion to move this to an informal to seek more information.
Okay.
Second.
A motion and a second to move this case to an informal for more information. Any other? Okay. All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, we'll
make
it informal.
And real quick for board staff, a question. It sounds like there may be some videos out there. I didn't see them on the actual cloud. Do you know if we can request access to that, or if the PetSmart has cameras inside the hospital that we can see what happened on those days, possibly? Or can we at least just ask them if they do?
We can ask.
Yeah, they may not.
That location was closed.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if any of that information is available.
It sounds like that one of the technicians, or the complainant might have had...
she had a video of a dog that that came in for the
bite wound thing.
Yes.
Yeah. So do we have access to that, or can we request
that?
Beautiful. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. So